Data Commissioner investigation disproves grand data conspiracy, says Brexit donor. By Breitbart London on November 6, 2018. Combative leave. EU funder Aaron Banks said his detractors had failed to find evidence of a grand data conspiracy and that he was being fined over an accidental communication. Taking to social media to proclaim so what? Tuesday. The UK Data Commissioner has fined a campaign backing Britain's departure from the European Union and an insurance company founded by its millionaire backer a total of £135,000, $176,000, for breaches of data laws. The Information Commissioner said Tuesday that Brexit campaign group Leave. EU and Alden Insurance Company, founded by businessman Aaron Banks, were fined £60,000 each for serious breaches of electronic marketing laws. Leave. EU was also fined £15,000 for a separate breach in which almost 300,000 emails were sent to Alden customers with a newsletter for the Brexit campaign group. Banks took to Twitter as the news broke to claim the infringement of data law highlighted by the commissioner had disproven wild claims by activists that he was responsible for a grand data conspiracy, and that we may have accidentally sent a newsletter to customers. And we communicated with our supporters and offered them a 10% Brexit discount after the vote. So what? Several conspiracy theories pushed by ardently anti-Brexit journalist Carol Cadwalader were also disproven by the findings of the commission. Reports Westminster gossip blog Guido Fox, which stated that despite having been bigged up by pro-Remainers, the report actually produced no smoking gun. Banks and pro-Brexit campaigning groups had been a conduit for such theories since the referendum. With frequent unproven claims of Russian interference, including alleged gifts of diamonds and bulk use of social media in an attempt to influence the vote. Despite tireless work to nullify Brexit by proving Russian involvement by Remain-supporting politicians such as Damian Collins MP, both Facebook and Twitter have found no evidence of a coordinated attempt by Russian-linked accounts to target the campaign. Indeed, Twitter's head of UK policy told the House of Commons Select Committee hearing on fake news in February that "We can now update the committee that our broader investigation identified a very small number of suspected Internet Research Agency-linked Twitter accounts. 49 such accounts were active during the referendum campaign, which represents less than 0.005% of the total number of accounts that tweeted about the referendum." The Associated Press contributed to this story.